The office manager wiped his forehead with a handkerchief. The one who tried to make the factory workers kill me.
Riley, Miss Trixie said. That wasn't Riley, that was...
The young idealist, Mrs. Levy sobbed. Who wanted him? I don't know, the office manager answered. It sounded like a Negro voice to me. Well, I guess so, Mrs. Levy said. He's out trying to help some other unfortunates right now. It's encouraging to know that his idealism is still intact. Mr. Levy had been thinking of something, and he asked the office manager,
What was the name of that kook?
Riley, Ignatius J. Riley.
It was?
Miss Trixie said with interest.
That's strange. I always thought it.
Miss Trixie, please,
Mr. Levy said angrily. That Riley blimp was working for the company at the time that that letter to Abelman was dated.
Do you think that Riley would write a letter like that?
Maybe, Mr. Gonzalez said. I don't know. I had high hopes for him until he tried to get that worker to brain me. That's right, Mrs. Levy moaned. Try to pin it on the young idealist. Put him away where his idealism won't bother you. People like the young idealist don't deal in underhanded things like that. Wait until Susan and Sandra hear about this. Mrs. Levy made a gesture that indicated that the girls would clearly go into a state of shock. Negroes are calling here to get his counsel. You're about to frame him. I can't take much more of this, Gus. I can't.
Then do you want me to say I wrote that?
Of course not, Mrs. Levy screamed at her husband. I'm supposed to end in the poorhouse? If the young idealist wrote it, he goes to jail for forgery.
Say, what's going on?
Mr. Zolotimo asked.
Is this dump gonna close down or what? I mean, I'd like to know.
Shut up, gangster, Mrs. Levy answered wildly. Before we pin it on you.
Huh? Will you keep quiet? You're getting everything confused,
Mr. Levy said to his wife. Then he turned to the office manager.
Get me this Riley's phone number.
Mr. Gonzalez awakened Miss Trixie and asked her for a phone book.
I keep all of the phone books, Miss Trixie snapped, and no one is going to use them.
Then look up a Riley on Constantinople Street for us.
Well, all right, Gomez,
Miss Trixie snarled.
Hold your horses.
She took the three hoarded office telephone books out of some recess in her desk and, studying the pages with a magnifying glass, gave them a number. Mr. Levy dialed it and a voice answered, Good morning, Regal Cleaners.
Give me one of those phone books,
Mr. Levy hollered.
No,
Miss Trixie rasped, slapping her hand down on the stack of books, guarding them with her newly enameled nails.
You'll only lose it. I'll find the right number. I must say you people are very impatient and excitable. Staying at your house took 10 years off my life. Why can't you let poor Riley alone? You already kicked him out over nothing.